Hi there, and welcome to another edition of the Shellac Stack, a musical variety program featuring the sounds of 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host for the next hour, playing records from, well, today, 1924 all the way up to 1949, and covering a wide swath of geographic territory as well. We'll be hearing records made in San Francisco, in New York, in London, and even a couple all the way from Tokyo, Japan. So I hope you'll stick with us. It's going to be a fun hour, I hope. And we're going to start with a couple of boys and girls songs recorded in October of 1924. First up, it's Cliff Edwards, good old ukulele Ike, and a perfect record of My Best Girl. That's the song, written by Walter Donaldson and recorded on October 21st, 1924. Perfect record 12167. After that, we'll hear The Wolverines, featuring Bix Beiderbecke on cornet and piano, a tune by Milton Ager called Big Boy, recorded October 8th, 1924. So two now, featuring girls and boys in the title. For all you girls and boys, here's Cliff Edwards.
Da 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 da
I wish I could say I was playing that from the original Jeanette 78. Alas, I don't have any of the Wolverine's Jeanettes. That's a British Brunswick reissue, probably pressed up in the early 1930s. The recording itself dates from October 8, 1924. The Wolverines and Big Boy, Big Spider back in there, on cornet and piano. Before that, we heard from Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Ike, recorded October 21st, 1924, a song called My Best Girl. A little bit of a crunchy sound on that perfect 78. It's not in the best of shape, but what a great record. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to The Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78s from the early 20th century. And we're going to continue now by heading out to San Antonio, Texas, for a record by Bob Skiles and his Skyrockets. I just love saying the name of this group. It's fun. Bob Skiles. This was a family band that originated in the late 1920s from their home base in Pecos, Texas, which at that time was a town of about 3,500 people way out in the western part of the state. They toured around Texas and Oklahoma playing for medicine shows, and at some point around 1936 were put on the air on radio and became quite popular. So much so that they were brought to the attention of Victor, the Victor Record Company, which signed them for its Bluebird subsidiary label. And over a few sessions in the late 1930s, they recorded some 70 titles for Bluebird, and then moved over to Decca, where they made another dozen or so, all the way up until October of 1941, when they ceased recording. Now, it seems that Bluebird marketed the Skyrockets band as an answer to the popular Hoosier Hot Shots, which were then recording for the ARC group of labels. Apparently, though, in real life, Bob Skiles and the Skyrockets didn't really like playing this sort of corny stuff. They really liked to play more jazz and straight-ahead Western swing stuff, but the records proved popular and they made a lot of money at it, so they kept doing it just for the records. So we're going to hear one of those sort of novelty records. It's called Too Many Times You're Cheating on Me. After that, we'll hear from Clayton McMission's Georgia Wildcats, something recorded July 22, 1937, a tune written by Harry Von Tilzer and Dolph Singer. It's called I Want My Rib, Decca 5424. But let's start this set now with Bob Skiles, who, incidentally, his real name was Bob Kendrick, but the record company changed it to Skiles so that it would fit with Skyrockets. Bob Skiles and his Skyrockets, Too Many Times You're Cheating on Me. Yeah.
many days have you had without me? Not four, five times.
Not four, five times.
Not how many times?
Not how many times?
But too, oh, too many times.
A long, long time ago, as everyone should know, Adam slept beneath that apple tree. The angels came one day and took one rib away and made a woman out of it for Adam's company. I had an x-ray taken and the doctor, he told me that I had one rib missing in my anatomy. Now I want my rib. I want my rib. They took it from me when I was just a child, you see. I'll bet she's grown up now and just as pretty as can be. I feel so sad, want that rib so bad. Now every girl I dance with says I'm fresh as I can be, but I am only searching for that rib belongs to me. Bring back, bring back, bring back that lost rib to me. Now I want my rib. I want my rib. They took it from me when I was just a child, you see. I bet she's grown up now and just as pretty as can be. I feel so sad, want that rib so bad. Now I'll just keep on searching till I find that rib somehow. And when I do, I hope that I don't find it in a cow. Bring back, bring back, bring back that lost rib to me. I was just a child, you see. I bet she's grown up now and just as pretty as can be. I feel so sad, want that rib so bad. When I told her what I was searching for, she says, you told a fib. She said that I was searching where she didn't have any ribs. Bring back, bring back, bring back that lost rib in me.
Kind of a strange premise for a song, but it makes for an interesting record, and hey, it's got some good fiddling on it, so it's okay with me. That was called I Want My Rib, Clayton McMission's Georgia Wildcats, recorded July 22, 1937. Before that, we heard from Bob Skiles and his Skyrockets, recorded in September of 1937 in San Antonio, a song called Too Many Times You're Cheating on Me, and the label doesn't give composer credit, but it was likely written by Bob Kendrick, a.k.a. Bob Skiles, who was then leading the band. And I mentioned that the band often recorded things with something of a corny or humorous bent. I mean, they made records like She's Built Like a Great Big Fiddle. This one was maybe not quite as corny as some of them, but still, I wanted to read you a quote from an interview with Cliff Kendrick, who is brother to Bob Kendrick, who played in the band. Speaking to Duncan McLean in 1995, he recalled, quote, "We thought all that stuff was terrible, corny as hell. The record company, they wanted a comedy band, see, like Bluebird's answer to the Hoosier Hotshots. We hated it, but we went along with it, fooled around, played that stupid whoopee whistle. Bob came up with all those dumb songs. We never played them in the clubs, you know. We played straight dance stuff and jazz then. But hell, who are we to complain? Those records sold well, earned us a bit of money, and that's what it was all about." Duncan McLean then asked him, "I suppose you never imagined anyone would be listening to them 60 years later, or now try 80. "Hell," he responded, "I wouldn't have imagined anyone listening to them 60 days later. We sure never did." Well, I think it's not all that bad. It's a lot of fun. Bob Skiles and his Skyrockets, Too Many Times You're Cheating on Me. Okay, let's change pace yet again. We're going to go up to March 30th, 1939 now. The wonderful Dolly Dawn will sing with her Dawn Patrol, which was sort of a nom de disque for George Hall's orchestra. This is a Conqueror record. Actually, both of these next records are Conqueror label records. 9216 is the number on this one. The song is If You Ever Change Your Mind. After that, we'll hear Gene Cardos and his orchestra with Dick Robertson singing uncredited on the label. Conqueror 8797, a nice little tune called What Will I Tell My Heart from January of 1937. So a pair of Conqueror records now, starting with Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol.
But what will I tell my heart when I smile to hide all the tears inside? What an ache it will bring. Then I wander home to a telephone that forgot how to ring. I could say you'll soon be back, dear. To fool the whole town may be smart. I'll tell them you'll soon be back, dear. but what will I tell my heart?
That was Dick Robertson singing with Gene Cardos and his orchestra, recorded January 19th, 1937 in New York. The song was called What Will I Tell My Heart? Nice record. Before that, Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol. From March 30th, 1939, also recorded in New York, we heard If You Ever Change Your Mind. Both of those issued on the Conqueror label, a record label that poses some frustration to record collectors, at least it does to me, because Conqueror, while they issued some nice things, they were part of that ARC group of labels that included Perfect and Mellotone, but where a lot of the other ARC labels would often duplicate releases. In other words, you'd find a record on Perfect, and then you'd find it again on Mellotone, and it would basically be the same record, just the labels were changed, but you'd have the same songs on either side of the record. With Conqueror, they split up all the pairings so that if you have a Conqueror record that duplicates one song from a Perfect record, if you flip it over, it's going to have something totally different on the other side. And their whole numbering system is different. So what I'm getting at is that I have a number of Conqueror records in my collection where one side duplicates a Perfect or a Mellotone 78 that I have, but the flip side is something different that I don't have on a Perfect or a Mellotone. So it just creates a lot of overlap, a lot of duplication, but I still don't feel like I can get rid of the records because they have one unique side. If that makes sense to you, great. You've earned your gold star for the day. You're a true collector, and if not, don't worry about it. It's really not that important. We're here for the music, and maybe we should get back to that. I thought we would listen next to a couple of 78s that I picked up in Japan some years ago. It turns out both of these were recorded in 1935. First up, we'll hear the Regal Jazz Band, or, and forgive me, I'm going to read it off the label here because I've been practicing my katakana. It says Riguru Jazz Bando, but we would say Regal Jazz Band. And the song is called That's Okay. And you'll probably not recognize the main tune here, but there's an interpolation of another song that had become famous, oh, some 20 years earlier, and I think you'll recognize that. And the next record we'll hear in this set is a full-length rendition of that famous tune, performed by Sokin Akira. The first record is on the Japanese Regal label, which was somehow affiliated with Columbia Records. It's record number 67404. After that, we'll hear a Polydor 78, number 2302. So let's listen to both of these. First up, it's the Regal Jazz Band, and the song is called That's Okay. Thank you.
から夕暮れに旅を行く人を見ていると私の心は寂しくて泣けてくるよ寂しくて泣けてくるよ
Even if you didn't recognize the tune in its interpolation in the first record of that set, you probably recognized it there, despite the Japanese lyrics, as W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, performed for us by Sokin Akira, recorded in Japan in 1935, issued on the Japanese Polydor label, 2302. Before that, St. Louis Blues featured in another tune called That's OK, recorded by the house band of the Japanese Regal label, which was itself a division of Columbia Records, the Regal Jazz Band from 1935, Regal Record 67404. My name is Brian Wright, and you're listening to The Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the early 20th century. This is the point in the program at which I like to pause and invite you to write to me by email. My address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. If you want to just say hi, offer up any requests, suggestions, comments, whatever. In the past, I've been fortunate to hear from people as far away as ships around the Antarctic. I've heard from people in England and Spain, all over, and even from right here in the States, believe it or not. Somebody from Bedford, Pennsylvania wrote to me. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Hey, I like to hear from people not too far away as well. So just send me an email, say hi. Again, the address, shellacstack@gmail.com. Let's continue now with a record on the Coronet label by Jack Sheedy's Dixieland Jazz. This was made in San Francisco in 1949. Jack Sheedy, which is spelled S-H-E-E-D-Y, was born in 1922. During World War II, he served as a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy in the Pacific, and then seems to have settled in the San Francisco area, where he founded the Coronet label and was among the first, I shouldn't say among, he was the first to record Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond for his little Coronet label. Those are some highly sought-after records. Later on, he pursued a career in academia. He earned an MA from Stanford University, taught there for a number of years, eventually got a Fulbright scholarship, took his family over to Italy, where he taught at a university in Rome for a while, came back, taught in Vermont. He died in 2014 at the age of 91. On this record, we'll hear Jack Minger on cornet, Vince Catalica on clarinet, Jack Sheedy on trombone, Bill Erickson at the piano, Paul Miller on guitar, Vernon Alley bass, and Bill Dart on the drums. This is a tune that goes back to the ragtime era called Down in Jungle Town. It's cornet record number 101.
Gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls. You gotta be a touchdown getter, you bet, if you wanna get a baby to pet. The fact that you are rich or handsome won't get you anything in curls. You gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls. A football hero to get along with the beautiful girls. In spite of all $1 million can do, a tackle or two will mean more to you. If you can make the winning touchdown, you'll never have to buy them pearls. You gotta be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls. Thank you.
thought we'd bring back Dick Robertson for an encore, so there you have him singing You Gotta Be a Football Hero to Get Along with the Beautiful Girls, recorded for Decca September 1st, 1938 in New York, issued on Decca 2023. Before that, Jack Sheedy's Dixieland Jazz, recorded in San Francisco in 1949, down in Jungle Town. This next record, I don't normally play records that are so damaged that I can't get through the entire record, but this one is so good, I want to play it for you anyway. This is the Seville Dance Orchestra, recorded in London on July 1st, 1927, a duophone record, M104. What's interesting about this record is that it's not the standard shellac. It's a cardboard base with some kind of laminate on it. The laminate over time has flaked a little bit, but that isn't the real problem here. The real problem is that somebody played this with either a steel needle that was too blunted or just too heavy, and it basically stripped the laminate right off the first few grooves of the record, so I can't play the very beginning of the record because it's basically just bare cardboard and there's no groove for the needle to track. Nevertheless, there's a wonderful, wonderful trumpet solo on here that's fully intact on my copy, and I'd like for you to hear it. I've read some speculation that this may be Max Goldberg on the trumpet. Whoever it is does a really nice job. So I hope you'll enjoy I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. We'll follow that with something from Seeger Ellis, and then we'll see. Maybe we'll have time for something by an anonymous Grey Gull band after that. But for now, let's start with the Seville Dance Orchestra, London, July 1927.
Marvelous, dear. No one heard but the moon high up above. Every word that you spoke to me of love, don't you try to hide, won't you please confide, dear. Did you mean it when you said I love you? Did you mean it when you said I care? Tell me, were you only just pretending? If you were, you weren't playing fair. Did you mean it when you said we'll marry? Tell me truthfully, were you sincere? When I stood before you and you whispered, I adore you. Tell me, did you really mean it, dear?
Mmm.
one of those Grey Gull studio groups, given no name on the label. That's I'll Get By, recorded in December 1928, Irving Kaufman singing it, a tune by Turk and Allard, Grey Gull record number 1582. Before that, Seeger Ellis singing Did You Mean It, recorded for the OK label, 40928, on October 17th, 1927. And how about that first record in the set? I'm sorry I couldn't play the first 8 or 9 seconds, but hey, it was still pretty good. The Seville Dance Orchestra, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, from July of 1927. Now, if I hurry, we might fit one more record in, so here's Morton Downey, recorded in April of 1932, 1 Hour With You.
How I would love 1 hour with you, 1 hour of just being with you. Then I could say what I'm feeling and concealing in my heart. Tonight when all our dancing is through and moonbeams fall on roses and dew, perhaps you may even say that you love me too, and let me stay 1 hour with you.
Aren't I the lucky one? I did get to spend 1 hour with you, since you hung on this long. That was Morton Downey, a Broadcast 12 record, number 3198. That's a British pressing, but a record made in New York, April 13th, 1932. And with 1 hour with you, that wraps up this hour. That's all the time we have on this edition of the Shellac Stack. I'd like to thank you once again for tuning in and listening to these 78s for the past hour, for keeping me company. I had a good time. I hope you did too. And I hope we'll see you back here next time for more records on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.